the pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football headline.
We're on what has been a very busy Wednesday, Valentine's Day, a lot of conversation about the holiday. Naturally, there's also been a great deal of tragedy to pass along. The Super Bowl parade in Kansas City was stopped after gunfire. One dead, 18 injured, three in critical condition in Kansas City. More phone calls here, and let's get right to it. And Catherine is up next in Florida. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Paul. Oh, my goodness. I'm just hearing about the shootings, and that's so tragic. I had sort of worried a little bit because I know they'd had an incident before, and also now with Taylor Swift, you know, I didn't know how.
Yeah, she had already, I think she's going, I believe, to New Zealand or Australia, so she was not there.
Well, it's no tragic. My family teased me about being the queen of parades. I've taken them to so many things. I mean, I love a parade. Veterans Day, 4th of July, Christmas, St. Patrick's Day is my favorite. But, and you know, you don't really worry much about that. The only thing you worry about maybe somebody getting upset that you're sitting in front of them and they can't see anything. But on two positive things, we just watched the SpaceX sent up a Falcon 9 rocket from our front yard.
Oh,
today.
Wow. How cool.
Yeah, they're sending those things up like, it seems like every other day, but that's something good in this country, and I'm just always in awe how they're able to do that, and then to, like, send them up manned and then bring them back. I mean,
yeah, no, that is remarkable, even after all these years.
I know. I mean, I watched one time how they come back in that capsule, and then, you know, they have, like, this big barge that they lift that capsule up onto it, you know, and then you wait for the hatch to open and for them all successfully to come out. I mean, it's, I guess, because we're, you know, we're real close here. But the other thing I wanted to talk about was the Orlando Magic last night retired Shaquille O'Neal's jersey. And that was pretty exciting. That was his first team, and he was, you know, he's just been such an asset to the Magic. It really sort of helped him to get started.
I remember that. That's where he was drafted by the Magic out of LSU, right?
Right. Yeah, okay. He was. And oh my gosh, he's such a he's just awesome. I mean, he, you know, for the community, he does so much. And that was his third time to have a jersey retired. And you know, and the Magic's doing pretty good. Finally, again, yeah. I mean, we still need a couple of really big players. We need some people that can shoot.
You know, Catherine, I was down there a long time ago, not long after the Magic started. I was doing a story on somebody who was part of the Magic. He was, I think, their attorney or something. But anyway, I went to a game with him, and I couldn't believe, and I realized it's been a couple of years, I mean, the passion for that team and that community is really unbelievable.
Oh, yeah, and it's just really been revitalized because, I mean, it's really, my husband watches all the games, and we actually had season tickets for the first few years because, you know, we were big Boston fans and Larry Bird.
Right,
and
right.
I knew that we weren't going to be able to go and see all these players, so, and my son played high school basketball, but they're having sellouts, and it's awesome to see the enthusiasm and all that's going on. And they've got Banchero, who he made the All-Star after two years. And Jalen Suggs, oh my gosh, he's doing really good. So and the coach is great. I hope that they can keep them together. You know how it seems like they wanted to make trades, and they decided not to. But anyway, well, listen, Paul, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much, Catherine. Always enjoy it. You be well. You take care of yourself. That was a really positive call, wasn't it, Randy?
Very good.
Happy on a Valentine's night. It is now evening in some of our locales. So I was thinking, who better to keep this vibe? It's a day of love and understanding and respect for your fellow person Who do you think is next?
Must be Iron Man.
Good guess. Wrong. Camera operator, engineer. I'm not even going to say his name. I'm just going to say, good evening, sir.
Young man.
John has arrived from outer space.
Paul, I am landing on the Mercury capsule. There you go. Paul, I am not on long distance because I'm actually driving home from work this evening.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you got off early.
But anyway, you always, it's kind of different slant tonight, but you always were asking me, and I was very protective of the kind of profession that I have transitioned to on part-time basis, by the way. But,
right. That's what I am.
I'm just going to tell you that I do work in a law enforcement. I'm not going to tell you any details.
Okay, law enforcement operation.
You're going to probably try to find out and get me in trouble with, the CIA or something.
John, I will not. Even though we have the NSA right now on this call.
I know that, and you're listening to me. But Paul, anyway, yeah, I work, and I'll just call a juvenile delinquent center.
Okay, well, I've been to juvenile delinquent centers. That's great work.
And I am an unarmed security guard.
Oh.
And that's probably good, isn't it, Paul? Because I might get excited, and
John, listen. I say things in jest, but
I know that, sir. Yeah.
Okay. So, John, I won't push you any longer on what you do. You've told us to a degree, but
anyway,
what is on your mind on this Wednesday afternoon, evening?
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Paul, I'm actually on my way over to my girlfriend's house.
Ooh.
Believe it or not, I have a girlfriend, and
this. By the way, John, I didn't, of all the surprises today, this was the biggest. I did not. How long have you two been together?
This is year number five, Paul. But I can tell you, and you're probably not surprised, I've been married three times.
Three times. I am surprised, John, that you haven't been married four times.
And I have four kids.
Four
and
kids.
Seven grandchildren.
So tell me about your new friend.
Or no, not that. I'm not going to give you any details. That's kind of private stuff.
But well, John,
anyway,
you're the one that brought up the fact that you've been married three times.
Well, I was going to tell you.
How many grandchildren? I mean, I didn't ask you that, but you told me.
Well, I was going to tell you something, though, that everybody agrees with throughout my life, Paul, is that I am pretty, can be obstinate.
Really? Okay.
And can be contrary and not a very nice individual. And maybe that is the reason I've been married so many darn times.
But John, what you've just said to me, I don't mean to be an analyst
it's okay.
The first, when did you finally accept that you're obstinate and not a very nice person?
Actually, Paul, it's been a long time ago.
Okay, so you've known you're a jerk all these years.
Yeah, I have been a jerk a long time, but I can tell you one thing. I'm not going to tell you details of kind of work that I did. I was actually a very successful individual, and I guess you'd say made a lot of money. And as I always said to myself, the reason I did that is because I was a jerk. But
John, there are some fields where you have to be a jerk.
Well, I did, and I'm not going to tell you more. But anyway, the other thing I was going to talk about here, we're going to transition over to Mr. A.
But John, by the way, I do not have you sworn in here. You're not under oath. You don't have to. I mean, I just want to hear from you, John. I don't want to interrogate you.
Okay, Paul. Okay. I know that, Paul, and you're taping this. Are you having my caller ID and all that stuff going on?
John, we never give that up unless
Well, I'm not sure I agree with that.
We will not give that up unless we are required by we have to give it up.
Well, anyway,
either that or we can make money off of your number.
I'm getting close to picking girlfriend up here. Anyway. Real quick here with Mr. AJ, and sure he's going to call in here. You tell Mr. AJ that you remember Joey Buttafuoco wore those, what they used to refer to back in the day, 30 years ago, those jams?
Right.
People wear those jams. I'm sure he wears those at home. And by the way, I heard he really liked Amy Fisher, and I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't have a real big crush on Amy Fisher.
Yeah, I did.
I know he does. Anyway, I got to go here. Anyway.
Okay. Well, you and Mrs. John have a good night.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to end it like this, Paul. Good night and good luck.
Okay. Thank you. Was that Edward R. Murrow? Okay. So he basically, to sum up that call, John is an unarmed guard at a juvenile delinquent center, which, by the way, isn't very smart.
But he can't say where he works.
He was very successful.
Been married three times.
He made a lot of money. He's been married three times, has numerous children and grandchildren, but was a jerk.
And he knows he's good for much.
It still is. This man is not a jerk. Handsome Joe.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And you know what? Hey, them youngins, you got to watch out for them, Paul, because they like to scrap a lot. But John sounds like, yeah, he's a jerk. He sounds like he got plenty of wedges growing up. I mean, sounds like he got a bunch of atomic wedges, and so he's just hating the world on it because he may have made a lot of money and all that, but, you know, a lot of nerds do make a lot of money. But, you know, that ain't always necessarily the key to happiness. It's, you know, you got happiness ain't always about money.
I know. Handsome Joe, some of the most miserable people I know are zillionaires.
I know it, Paul. I mean, some of the happiest people I know don't have a lot of money. They're just happy.
Somebody said this once. The people that appreciate money the most are those who don't have very much.
Right. I mean,
because they understand how important it is. I mean, people that have a lot of money, they just trying to keep up with the guy who has more. I mean, I've sat with people who make zillions, and all they talk about is how. You know, how they're not making enough. By the way, I'm not talking about any of my colleagues at ESPN. Please, don't.
Yeah, some of them just
I'm talking about you, Randy.
But, you know, I got a date up tonight. I'm taking her out. We're going up to Florence, Alabama, and we're going to a fish place. We're going to have some fish.
Where are you? So, Joe, is this somebody new, or is it somebody you've known a while?
I've known her quite a while, Paul. My fiance that passed away a year and a half ago.
Right.
She's actually kin to her.
Oh, okay. So, and, that's, so I'm glad you're going. So tell me about this fish place.
It's, gosh, I can't think of the name of it. It's right there on, close to Joe Wheeler Dam.
So are you, do you normally get the fried platter? Is that what you get on at the fish place?
Well, actually, this is the first
that's everything.
Place
you know, you've had the fried platter. Yeah, I mean, you get fried,
yeah,
fried,
I lived up there.
Fried shrimp, fried oysters, fried scallops, fried baked potatoes.
Right, man.
Fried iced tea.
From what I understand, so this is my first time going to this place. You
okay,
know, I used to live up that way, and this is my first time going here.
Florence is a haul from where you are, isn't it?
That's about an hour drive.
Yeah.
It ain't that big of a deal.
I've driven farther for a date.
But hey, I just want to tell everybody, you know, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And it don't matter if you got somebody or not. If you ain't, you're
hey, Joe, when the bill comes, just tell them we got it for you, okay?
Right, yeah, I'll hold my breath on that one.
Just tell them it's covered. I mean, if you told me the name of the restaurant, I'd have Randy call and give Randy's credit card.
That's right.
Yeah, I'll think of it as soon as I get off the phone. Yeah,
let me know, because we were going to pick it up, but now too late.
Too late.
Right. But anyway, I'll get off here, and I'll say this one thing here to all the single ladies out there. Don't feel bad. And I'll end with this right here. But this is for the single ladies. Roses are red, violets are blue. Put a smile on your face because a handsome one loves you.
Ooh.
Y'all have a good evening, Paul.
So what do you think is a lonelier night not to be have a date? Would it be New Year's Eve or Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day.
Okay, Valentine's Day.
Because New Year's Eve, you can go to a party.
Yeah, New Year's Eve, you can say, hey, I'm watching the game. I mean, I can't go out.
Nobody knows about it.
Yeah, there's literally nothing to do on a Wednesday night. I'm sure there's games on, but Ricky, don't. Oh, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a break? I've got carried away with love being in the air, and we are coming right back.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Two of the top teams in the country getting ready to meet in Auburn. We are 2 hours away. Trying to find a clock here that works. It's not easy. Ricky, who did not lose the number, is back.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Hey, Ricky.
Hey. Before I get started, I just want to convey my condolences to those in Kansas City. It's just real tragic, and I didn't know anything about it until I heard you talk about it a while ago. So my prayers go out to them. And
well, thank you.
As far as John Rice Plumlee, man, I'm always impressed with that young man. I'm really pulling for him. I think he's just you can just tell he's just genuine. There's no ads about this young man. You know, he's just a real humble, even though he has confidence in his abilities, but he just comes off as a real grounded young man. I really appreciate it. That's a breath of fresh
Yeah, he really is great.
A fresh air.
You got it.
Yeah. So, but as far as the basketball season, man, I think the NIL has a lot to do with it. And the transfer portal. Everything is. I mean, it's parody, isn't it?
I think you're right. I think it is.
All this upset. It's real. It's kind of exciting, though, really, as far as because you don't know who. It's always been one or two teams every year. Yeah, lately it's been Alabama and Kentucky, but Kentucky has kind of been on the skids lately. They beat Ole Miss last night, but.
I think more of that is Ole Miss just. Ole Miss's record was absurd. They kind of. We're trying to prop it up, and the reality is now struck for that program.
Yeah, right. You know, so it's I'm excited for state, but in the reality though, I mean they can't win away from home.
Well, that is a sin. I mean, it's not easy, but you have to do it.
You got
to. And that's why South Carolina has been so impressive with, you know, the win at Kentucky and a couple other ones.
Yeah. Now, I mean, that's going to be, you know, and they won a lot of home games as well.
Yeah, of course.
But they beat some good teams, man, away from home. So, I think, I mean, they're a surprise of the league, really.
Lamont Parrish has done a phenomenal. Hey, thank you so much, Ricky. Always good to hear from you. And Luther is also in Mississippi. Hello, Luther.
Hey, Paul. I'm a first-time listener. And before I get started, I would like to say something about one of your previous callers on the telephone, a gentleman named John. He works at a children's prison, and he doesn't have any arms. And I think that's pretty remarkable.
I think what he said is a juvenile detention, but you're right, and I don't know. I have been to those places, both as a visitor and an inmate.
Around with your arms. But anyway,
I don't know. Is that standard not to have okay. Oh, you're right.
I don't know.
I forgot.
I don't know how he keeps his balance.
I've only been to prison a couple of times.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a couple of official statements about Nick Saban, and I have a question.
Yeah.
I've been studying. Happy Valentine's Day, too, by the way, Paul.
Thank you so
much. I've been studying Nick Saban, like just studying and studying and studying. I was in the library for 4 days last week reading books. And,
really? What did you learn?
Looking at pictures. And I stared at some of his pictures, and I noticed that when he was when he was trying to get people to come play football for him, he liked to dance. There's videos of him line dancing, and he's line dancing at a wedding. And I think he's a really great dancer, and I think that he should be on Dancing with the Stars.
He is, but you know what? He's working at the right network. He's got to deal with a company that is part of the ABC family. I'll mention that to Coach Saban when I see him. He would be a good dancer.
Absolutely.
Might be the golden Dancing with Stars, though. I don't think he's going to be on the regular.
The champions
UK is in Kentucky. Why not?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I just wanted to speak on the current state of affairs in Lexington with the Kentucky Wildcats.
Okay.
I'm a very unique man. I was born with cerebral palsy.
Yes, sir.
And I'm a bright guy that had an A average in high school and some college credit, but there are only 700,000 people in the world with cerebral palsy, and I have a mild form of the disease. And I'm very thankful to be from Kentucky. I'm a lifetime Calipari supporter and have a lot of respect for the person. I think that they ought to go with him for life due to what he has done as far as marketing the university and churning out draft pick after draft pick and having, you know, very good college teams year in, year out, because it's really, for some of us, it would be the ultimate upper echelon thing in society to be a part of that program. You know, when I was a younger man, I worried about it a little too much, and it took me down a road of mental illness, you know, but now I'm just casually enjoying them and very thankful to still have that man as our coach here. And I know he has a lot of detractors, but I'm a supporter and think that he ought to be given a job at Kentucky for life until he's done. You know, I think he's one of the greatest coaches.
Well, he does have a lifetime contract. That doesn't mean he'll be there for life. But by the way, I appreciate you sharing the information about CP, because that is a very misunderstood disease.
Because a lot of people view me, you know, they viewed me as just a sweet kid all my life, but when you're born with a disease, you can't really help the things that pop into your mind. And I just think that you know, to be, to, for me, for somebody with a disability that really couldn't play in Sky Above the Realm, it would be the ultimate dream for me to be a Kentucky Wildcat one day or be affiliated with the program.
Right.
But I'm just very thankful to be able to get to speak to you finally for the first time. I'm a lifetime viewer of ESPN and an avid Wildcat fan, and I have a lot of respect for all you guys that do it up there in Bristol and Los Angeles now. But I think that Kentucky has probably about a 40% chance to win a national title this year. And if those players come back for a second and third season, I would say it's a shoe-in to get to another Final Four.
Well, UK, listen, do the many prayers to you and your continued progress. You be well. You take care of yourself. We're heading to a break right now. More to come right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back. Shirley is also in Kentucky, and you are next up. How are you, Shirley?
I am doing splendidly, Mr. Feinbaum. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you.
And to Dr. Mrs. and to everyone.
Thank you.
My thoughts and prayers are with the families and persons affected in Kansas City this evening. Characteristically, Mr. Feinbaum, I would never make political statements on your show. However, in this instance, the senator, in my opinion, from Alabama, Mr. Tuberville, deserves defense from several standpoints. He is not envious of a bromance with President Vladimir Putin. First of all, Senator Tuberville is certainly aware and has spoken of it numerous times of the malevolent, soulless nature of this enemy adversary of ours. Mr. Tuberville has also spoken, as have others who have expressed concerns, about the billions of dollars now counting that are unaccounted for, that have flowed across the way to the Ukraine. The military objectives have not been well defined to the American people, as has been the pattern for many of our foreign engagements since World War II. Our military is waning with respect to resources and recruits. And the concerns of the senator, therefore, are very well stated. And his action by voting against this, in light of what has just been revealed, I think is logical and certainly understandable. I also mentioned, Mr. Feinbaum, to your associate who accepted my call, that I would like to suggest a Valentine tune for listening pleasure. And the name of the song is Valentine by the Irish rock band Inhaler, okay, the lead singer of whom is Elijah Hewson, the offspring of Bono.
Oh, wow.
And he has an eerie similarity at times to his father's voice.
Well, Bono had a song called New Year's Day, so why can't his son have one for Valentine's Day? Thank you, Shirley. Thank you very, very much. AJ is next.
You know, Paul, I agree with Shirley. You know, I couldn't agree with you more, hot chick. You know, happy Valentine's Day to you as well. But you know, Paul, let me tell you what Joey Buttafuoco's. Oh, Joey's got my phone, Paul. You know, I've got some issues, Paul. And it's this John. You know, Paul, he just insists on busting my balls. Always busting my balls, John. But, John, you know what I'm going to say? Let me tell you what I'm fixing to do to you, John. I'm fixing to Tonya Harding your Nancy Kerrigan butt, John. Because now I know something, Paul, about you. I knew you were an institutionalist. I knew you thrived on that military mindset, that control thing, John. And now that I know that you work in a juvenile institution, how about you just reach over there and turn your little volume up on your radio, John, so your lady friend can hear what this young man, AJ's got to say about you. Let me tell you something, John. I know you don't even get a gun, but you walk down those halls over there at that juvenile institution, and you express your authority by looking at those little men in there in their box. And that's what you did. And that's where you got that put AJ in a box. Because that's what you think everybody should be, is in a box. But I'm going to tell you something. Since it's Valentine's Day, John, I'm going to buy you a box of chocolates. And I'm not going to tell you which chocolate in that box is AJ. You're just going to have to eat them until you pick out the one that's got the nut in it. And I'm going to tell you this. I love you, John. Happy Valentine's Day. And I hope everything goes well. I hope your third wife sends you a card. I hope your second wife sends you a cake. And I hope Lorena Bobbitt, your first wife, sends you a roll of tape so you can sew it back on, John. And bore down evil, Paul. Love you on Valentine's Day, Paul.
Larry is up next.
Who the hell is that, man?
AJ.
Who?
AJ.
AJ, is he changing his voice?
Yeah.
What's he doing?
He's imitating John from St. Louis.
He don't need to imitate a jackass. He is a jackass. I don't know, man. I've been away a while. I've been listening, though. Yeah, I've been working on my pulmonary problem.
How you doing there, Larry?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. It's tough. I mean, it's hard when you get that crap built up. You know, you have to fight it, but it's all good. I got to go get my esophagus enlarged. I've done it once before.
Yeah, how, having never had that surgery before, how do you do that?
Well, you'll have your buddies to tell you they can do it.
Okay.
The way they want to do it, I don't want no part of. I just rather go to the hospital and run a tube down your throat, you know. And it's not fun, but had it done once. But no, I went to Chillersburg and went to get, I bought some Bama wear. I went to Bama Wear. That's where I got my stuff.
Okay.
They bought me a black hat. Maybe I can get in Legends Black Hat Club this year. Maybe we'll work out better. But I went there, and this guy that runs it, you know, he owns it. His name's Big Mal. You know him?
I don't know Big Mal.
His brother's name, Tommy.
Oh, Limbaugh?
Yeah.
I do know Big Mal. I'm sorry. I didn't I came down. He had me down to speak at his high school one time.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Yeah, no, I spent the whole night down there. I mean, not the whole night, but
About
Childersburg, Alabama. Yeah, I sure do.
And I bought Tammy a tag. It said divided house. You know, it had the Alabama on
right.
one side of the tag. Yeah, when she got married to that Alabama dude, what happened to him?
I don't know. I remember we spent a lot of time with that guy. I never heard the guy speak. Did you?
I met him one time when we went.
Yeah, Tammy married this Alabama fan, and then she told him he couldn't talk.
He's a man.
Remember that call when Bama? Remember when Auburn beat Bama? What she did?
Yeah.
How can I say
it? That girl's a mess, boy. She wanna make me a damn biscuit. Get out of here. You ain't touching my damn boots.
Only Larry can get away with that.
I guess that'd be all right, won't it?
Hey, Larry, we are really happy to hear from you. And many people have asked how you are, and I always feel negligent when I don't know. You be well. We'll talk to you soon. We're up against the break. A couple of minutes remaining here on a Wednesday night.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.